Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, we are back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Ed Emya, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to speak these very, very precious words that He has granted me for the blessing of His people. Because the time of brothers and sisters to discern indeed what is a blessing beyond all the divisiveness of a world and all the confusion of a world is now. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that the Most High, yes, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the Most High himself has told me that I have for him some very important things to do. He said because of what I must do for him, he said that I indeed would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said to me that in doing for him that which he's asked of me, I would accrue, well, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, I am very, very thankful. For he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed. I must tell you things that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. There are many, many, many precious truths in the book we call a Bible. Nevertheless, just because the words are there does not mean that men have been in all ways obliged to teach them. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, even discerns how rightly to discern the most precious truths. But that, my brothers and sisters, is the duty the Most High has told me that for him I must perform. When he told me I must tell you things, the men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. So since these things are written and not everyone discerns them, and because they are there does not mean that everyone preaches them, the Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. The scriptures tell us well that he does nothing without revealing his secrets first to his servants, the prophets. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can just simply tell you without any question or shadow of doubt that there are many things that we speak about on this show. There are many things that I would tell you that are not so difficult to find. Just check out my website, if you would, my brothers and sisters. My website, hiddengospel.com. I'm about to put it up in the chat as we speak. Hiddengospel.com. There are many articles there that contain much information that you might be absolutely stunned to find that you'll find very little other information about it anywhere, quite frankly. That sounds like an amazing statement. Nevertheless, it's true. But there is an astonishing, my brothers and sisters, scenario that the Most High has declared toward reconciling this world beyond its confusion, and rare few have known it. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shall bring to bear all that he has spoken of old, and blessed are they who discern these truths, that they may look forward to the occurrence. I am putting up on the website as we speak an article in particular you might find quite interesting reading. And in discerning it and checking out a few other articles, like one called at hiddengospel.com called Rapture Debunked, you might be thoroughly shocked to find out what the scriptures have actually said about Messiah's return. And it's quite different, my brothers and sisters, from the scenario that has become status quo. Quite different, my brothers and sisters, from what is commonly known to men. But like I said, my brothers and sisters, I know that there are those who are aware of these things, but just because men are aware of them does not mean that they, as I said, are willing to speak them. Well, the Most High told me directly that these things must be spoken. Much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relates again and again that those who will be called the testifiers of the Most High, those who bear his witness, those who bear the truth of the gospel, will be discerned one day as those who declare the testimony, that remember the testimony the Most High has declared a former time of old. Meaning that what the Most High has declared that he shall do, he shall bring it all to bear. He did not declare any promise that he should break it. One scripture tells you, well, he is not a man that he should lie. What he has spoken, he shall also bring it to pass. Last evening, we talked quite a bit about Romans 15th chapter. And that scripture is actually telling us, quite frankly, I'd like to read it to you. It's telling us, quite frankly, that all that the Most High has declared of old, spoken of old, is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Okay. Well, it says whatever is written of old is for our learning. It really means it's also for our teaching. Something that is to be preserved. Something to be upheld as an expectation by all his people. And not to have that expectation. Not to discern what is to be expected. It's actually a false faith. It is the destruction of the hope of men. It's the destruction of the faith itself. Because a man's trust is in the misimaginations of man and not that which the Most High himself has declared, then who has man ultimately trusted? Or do men actually believe that the Most High is going to bring to bear whatever contrivances seem wise after masses of both misinformation and men drawing conclusions, not taking all things into consideration? I've said it many times, I've said it again, the Most High told me directly. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not taking all things into consideration, has not been wisdom. Has not been the reality, my brothers and sisters, at all. So, what I'd like to look at is the scripture again in Romans 15:14, and then I'd like to go into another very, very important topic. It says in Romans 15:4, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. The word for learning relates also that which is to be taught. And why taught? That it might be preserved. That it might be a common aspect and a common perspective that men might have reverence and respect for the truth. That we through patience, they put down the word patience, but it means, my brothers and sisters, it means through a constancy. I don't mean infirmity. I said constantly, steadfastness, enduring, holding steadfast to the comfort, the surety, the peace, the consolation, if you will, of the scriptures. And as I've said before, what was written of old, let it be understood, my brothers and sisters. When they say whatever is written of old, it's for our learning. That through comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Hear me. The letters of the apostles were considered just that. They were considered letters to the various churches. They were not considered scripture. What was considered scripture by the peoples of the early church were what is written in the law and the prophets by the prophetic writers such as Moshe and all the prophets who came thereafter. And before, for that matter. So, when we understand, my brothers and sisters, this truth, they're saying that not only that the scriptures are our hope and are our faith, but it means what is written of old is for our learning, for our teaching, something to be preserved, meaning it's something to be kept in mind that we might have a common faith. In fact, in Scripture in the 14th chapter, Romans said, whatever is not of faith is sin. And I would strongly advise you to go back and listen to the show from last evening, Monday night's show, November 26, 2012. I explained much of this with a lot of very, very graphic, fundamental that hopefully I pray will cause many to see what has been called the New Testament in an entirely new light, understanding that what is called the New Testament is actually a recalling back to mind of all the things said of old, but the nations have not desired to perceive it as such. At the 15 and 5th verse of Romans, it says, now the Holy One of patience, patience again means steadfast, constancy, one who does not change, and consolation, I'm giving you an assurance in the knowledge of the truth. May he grace or grant you, favor you, have mercy upon you. Understand, my brothers and sisters, what is the grace of the Most High? Is it that the people be divided in their perspective by one spirit? Think about it. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. It seeks to consecrate all unto the will of one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that the Holy Spirit seeks to consecrate all minds to the will of one is another factor. I hope you hear me. Another factor that Western imperialist polytheist mind ultimately despised. The scripture said the spirit of truth, the worldly. Did you hear me? It said the spirit of truth, the worldly will not receive. Well, guess what? Western imperialists, seeking to preserve the divisiveness of all their various kingdoms, automatically right off the top, my brothers and sisters, despise the idea about all being consecrated unto a will greater than their own. Messiah, in effect, then, told folks that the status quo of Western imperialist agenda and its multitude of divisions would never be fully willing to accept the fullness of the Holy Testimony. And it's time to understand the real. I've talked about this before, that Daniel 8th chapter, particularly the 5th through the 25th verses, read them well, and they tell you that a Western system would continue to deceive mankind. Well, understand, if it's pluralist against the will of one and the oneness of Yah, it tells folks that the Most High has a multitude of holy covenants, impossible. Then what else can it be but a deception? The scripture says it will continue to deceive until it comes against the Prince of Princes in the last days. What else is it telling you, my brothers and sisters? But there's always a need to transcend the divide and conquer tactics of Western polytheist intrusions. The God of patience, of steadfast consolation, grant you grace to be like-minded one toward another, according to Yeshua, HaMashiach. They put down the word now at the beginning of the 5th verse. You ever stop to consider that? As I said before on last evening, that word now, that they translated now, very much so it's easy to be translated so that. In other words, you ever stop to consider that if all things written aforetime are not a constancy in the minds of all to be considered by all who say they believe, the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that there is a departure from like-mindedness. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, is man blinded by his own self-righteousness. The Apostle Shaul in Romans 9-10 said men must have the law and seek it by faith. I did not say according to the sedentary standards of men. I did not say according to the various allegiances of men already contentious, because how can man, subject to a multitude of worldly contentious misallegiances, political, social, and religious, ever be one? I've spoken before, I'll say it again. The rulers of this world and the number of the multitude of the rulers have not worked that believers be one, and that they discern the will of Yah as one, even that they respect Yah as one, but have been a very much so divisive influence.
Again, my brothers and sisters, 30,000 denominations means that everybody's not taking consideration everything written in the scriptures, and even if they say they are, they're not discerning them with the right mind, or else the multitude of divisions wouldn't exist. And since the faith is one, then man has done grave damage against the faith by seeking to preserve the multitude of his sedentary perceptions. When I say sedentary, I mean that so many have been hoodwinked by leaders, pastors, rabbis, elders, folks who convince the people that they are not leading them astray, who convince them that they are teaching them all things. Well, simply stated, how does a man know that he's not being led by a flattering, foolish compromiser till he knows the truth himself? As Messiah said, by their fruit shall you know them, concerning false prophets, which means that it is the responsibility of each individual to seek the greater truth. But if men are not willing to do this, and they don't even realize that overcoming the world means to overcome those who leave men partial and polluted in their thinking, then the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that most people are very definitely ensnared. Again, Romans 15 tells us that we need everything written of old, that we might be of one mind and one mouth to glorify Yah. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. And that meant that if the nations did not know these things, they still ought to be taught, that men may consider them. Scripture says, concerning his salvations, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because of Messiah, because that was they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's going to believe his report? Well, guess what? Those who find salvation, my brothers and sisters, are those who know they must see beyond the status quo, else they be found in bondage to deceivers. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, if they don't teach you everything you need to know, they easily leave men blinded. There's a reason why the scripture says, put upon yourself the whole armor in Ephesians 6, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Those things, those misconceits, my brothers and sisters, false doctrines that compel men to believe themselves sufficient when they are so far from what all that needs to be known, that men indeed be made mature, they may be called wise. We spoke on last evening, I'm just going to hold it at that because, like I said, I spoke about this last night. Went through Romans 15, and you'll find a multitude of scriptures that the apostle kept on saying things like, it is written, telling folks about the things that were written of old. There must be a constant consideration for all who would believe, for all our brothers and sisters, all that the Most High declared of old has not yet come to pass. And if these things have not yet come to pass, and we know the Most High does not change his ways or his heart or his word, then we understand, or we should understand, that if we believe him, that we must trust him to bring to bear everything that he has said. And whoever will teach you anything else, my brothers and sisters, has not taught you the Holy Covenant, but has merely taught you the will of man. So, taking this in consideration, I've said these things before, but I'd like to lay out a few bits of more foundation before I begin to further examine some things with regard to the need to overcome the divide and conquer tactics of Western polytheists who've left the world trusting in so much vanity. Such words like Berit, Reshit, Bereshit, Genesis, Covenant, words relating a foundation, what is from the beginning, that which is from the beginning also being eternal. These words, my brothers and sisters, relate, as the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians, in the 3rd chapter. It relates to us that no other foundation can be laid but that which is already laid. I repeat, no foundation toward maturation unto the truth. No foundation, my brothers and sisters, upon which the words that we read of the Most High might be discerned in their righteousness. No other foundation but that which is already laid. And I mean laid from the beginning. Messiah did not come to lay a new foundation, my brothers and sisters, but to restore to mind the foundation that was declared of old. He said he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Acts 3:18-23 says he comes to ultimately confirm all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. He talks about how the rulers called it heresy to talk about the fullness of these things in Acts 24:14, Matthew, 15:14-21. Say, men have loved darkness more than light, which means the light is coming to the world, but the world didn't always love the truth. And the end result is the world has been not true to one light, but still divided in this confusion, and the partialities, and the darkness and the confusion of men refusing to take all things into consideration. Many have believed that they heard and walked according to the truth of the gospel. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us concerning the nations, for those who would know the truth, is that according to the truth of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, no Gentile nation is ultimately blessed unto the oneness of the Most High till Israel is regathered. I said regathered from the midst of all nations, purged of the pollution of all nations, having dominion over all nations, and revered as a blessing, as the hope of righteousness in the midst of all lands. How can the nation be blessed, my brothers and sisters, in the multitude of divisions? The word blessed also relates to the concept of oneness. Divisions, my brothers and sisters, also relates to the concept of damnation or curse. The idea of sin, my brothers and sisters, is simply that divisions exist because the Most High is one. That means for there to be divisions means that there has to be a deviation or a falling away from the will of one. That's the falling away from the will of one unto a multitude of plurality. That, my brothers and sisters, is sin because Yah is one. And he said, first command. Mark 12:29-30:31. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord is one. That means faith in him must be one. And if there are divisions, my brothers and sisters, somebody's lying. If there are divisions, somebody's neglectful. If there are divisions, my brothers and sisters, somebody, somewhere, has polluted and perverted the doctrines. And my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. The Most High never inspired anyone to speak a lie. So, it must be understood, my brothers and sisters, when I say that it is not by his Holy Spirit that anyone was compelled to speak a false doctrine. I said it is not by the Holy Spirit that anyone was compelled to speak what is false doctrine against the truth. No prophet sent from the Most High to heal the people. Better way to put it. No prophet sent from the Most High to heal the minds of the people taught them to speak a lie. So, you ever stop to consider, since the gospel does declare that the rule that the Most High gave from on high is a rule to transcend the nations, to prove foolish the wisdom of the nations, then you ever stop to consider that the nations have not really sought to tell all that is true of the gospel, but have sought to keep people confused? Gentile rulers among the nations, my brothers and sisters, imperialists after a polytheist agenda, could never except, and the scriptures told us in advance, they could never accept the truth of the gospel lest their treachery be exposed. They would have had to admit to their deceitfulness in order to become wise. This, in their pride, they were not willing to do. Last night we talked a little bit about, and the other night before, we talked about the idea about how what most people call Western Christianity has its deep roots and what was ancient pagan Manichaeism. Another show, Sunday night show. A couple of nights ago, definitely bears looking at. The truth of my brothers and sisters is this, that Gentile rulers can never accept the truth of the gospel lest their treachery or their pollutions be exposed. According to the truth of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, every nation that will keep men from understanding the pure and perfect, most perfect truth has been an obstacle against Israel becoming what she must be. And the scriptures tell us, well, whoever seeks to bless Israel shall be blessed, and whoever curses Israel shall be cursed. We talk about the first scriptures over, oftentimes in Numbers 24, it says, whoever blesses Israel shall be blessed, whoever curses Israel shall be cursed. We ever stop to consider that even the prophet Balaam said quite well that the nation that sought to impede Israel in her progress toward righteousness would one day be overthrown and destroyed.
Same thing we find in Jeremiah 30:10-11. The nations are scattered, Israel. I'm not talking about just physically. I'm talking also spiritually. Therefore, the curse, Israel's fruition as one holy nation. It says the Most High make a full end of those nations whereby he shall discipline Israel fully unto what again is righteousness. But did the nations of the Gentiles, the nations, Western imperialists, seek to believe this? My brothers and sisters, they would have taught this. They would have to tell people that they have been in their multitude of differences and different rulerships, obstacles against the oneness of the people of faith. Because if the people of faith, my brothers and sisters, trust in the various ideals, national, political, social, and pseudo-religious across the world, how should there be one before Yah? And the wages of sin are these separations, my brothers and sisters, is not oneness before Yah, but death. The wages of men having a multitude of allegiances against the will of the one, therefore disrespecting and profaning the holy name and teaching falsely the doctrine. The wages of this, the scripture did not say was life, my brothers and sisters, because it said those who believe lies in 2 Thessalonians after the intrusion of the principalities and powers. It says those who believe these things, it did not say they would have life, my brothers and sisters, but say those who believe these lies, these pretenses, these pollutions after the nations, unto lawlessness, he said would be damned. And he said that illusion must be exposed in the coming of Messiah himself. So how many are willing to see the reality, my brothers and sisters? As I said, Isaiah 41:42-43 says, those who remember the former testimony, they are the preachers of the gospel. But they would have you believe the gospel is only a few words. My brothers and sisters, the gospel is everything the Most High has spoken. Because man is going to be held accountable for everything the Most High has said. And the word for so-called, they say, good tidings. And the word good also means sure and whole. It's a whole word, a pure word. It contains, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to agree with the Most High and all that he has spoken. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is false allegiance. The consummation of all things, my brothers and sisters, is according to which Yah declares the foundation from the beginning. We talked before about this man Constantine, Roman statesman. He didn't know anything about, think about it. He's a Roman statesman. His primary objective, when he came along in the 4th century, was in defense of Rome, in defense of Roman ideals. A general for that cause is spreading Western polytheism. We need to talk about what that does. It's a divide and conquer tactic. Rome already being divided, what else could they do but spread to other peoples a mass of contradictions that they be not one? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. We need to talk about that. Like I said, he didn't know anything about the faith, but he said he was a Christian. And then a few months later, in the same year, struck a coin and said he was the son of the sun god. That means he remained a sun worshiper. We look at that. Temple, one of the first temples he built, what city he called Constantinople. We call it Byzantium. We look at that present-day Istanbul. We look at that temple. And he called himself a Christian, but all throughout the temple that he built, a multitude of pagan statues and carvings in the wall. Was that his concept of Christianity? Was he a Christian? Or was he truly a believer in the Messiah because he said so? What did he put in the temple? Put all the paganisms of Rome, of Western polytheism, Greco-Romanism. My brothers and sisters, is that the purity of the faith which Yah gave? Absolutely not. So we have to understand that there's a need to transcend these pollutions of the world, lest we be corrupted and ultimately damned with the world, because the Most High is not going to uphold those who will teach a false testimony after the misimaginings of man forever. Those, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, who can speak the truth, the Most High is one who has granted them the power. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me directly that if anything is in my mind or mouth that's worth anything, he will have to put it there. That's an humbling statement, but it's also a very blessed one. To those whose mouths, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would fill. Like I said, this man Constantine came along in the 4th century. We talked about how he was a manic, what people call a sun-worshipping Manichaeist. his primary theologian had been a pagan Manichaeus convert. The evidence is replete, my brothers, is what this man called, what he called Christianity, and enforced it upon the nations. And it was not true to the word of the gospel. But such travesties have been passed down for many ages, as the scripture said they would be, till Messiah comes to expose all these divisions. So I was saying, my brothers and sisters, it's time to think about what the rulers call religious freedom in this world, and call it separation of church and state, for instance. The rulers say they have no right, even if they know somebody is outright lying. What they say in separation of church and state is, say they have no right, no obligation to influence people's religious beliefs, even if somebody is an outright shyster. What respect for the holy name is that, my brothers and sisters? They say they have no obligation to admonish the people concerning what they ought to believe. And I'm not saying that the government should control it. But what I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of insanity out here, that a lot of those who are in places of power know are absolute contrivances of men, know that they are lies and illusions. Know that when you take all things in consideration, that a lot of the doctrines that are being taught cannot possibly be true. But, hey, they feel like they have no obligation to admonish the people concerning illusions. No obligation to warn the people when they are being lied to. They call that an infringing upon citizens' rights. Note that what is called religious freedom among the nation, brothers and sisters, also says no obligation under prohibition nor admonition against the teachings of false doctrines nor false prophets. In fact, it licenses whatever people want to believe. Hey, you can go out and teach whatever you want to. In fact, what a lot of they call doctor divinity degrees out here don't even have to mean the person is a Christian. Ah, think about it. Doesn't even have to mean, believe me, my brothers and sisters, a person is of whatever faith that they may be employed in. But it's a generic degree that can surpass more than, well, I didn't say surpass, but it's a generic degree that can transcend obligations to preach what Messiah said. And one pastor, I had one pastor tell me directly, he was about to get his DDS, I call it dumb, dope, and stupid degrees. And he told me point blank, don't you know that for us, he said to me, it's not about what he said Jesus said. He said, it's that we are learning a profession. They have got a degree, and they would use it wherever they are employed. He was willing to tell me the truth about the nature of this thing. I wonder how many people consider it. Note that what is called, my brothers and sisters, religious freedom among the nations, like I said, says no obligation to prohibit nor admonish the people against those who might fully take advantage of the gullible. Therefore, this scheme protects the shysters and offers no protection for citizens. But then again, my brothers and sisters, I have to ask, if protection were to be offered, where is the heart with integrity and guidance that would indeed be a good shepherd to guard the sheep? And after it's all said and done, the system still allows for nationalist propaganda among the churches. You ever stop to consider how much mind control that is? Because having no respect for the immediate law of the Most High, what rule have they exalted above all things if it's not the rule of state? Isn't that exactly what the scripture said Antichrist would do? Read it for yourself in Daniel 11 and understand. True to the truth of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, no Gentile nations, as I said before, is blessed till Israel is regathered, having dominion over all nations and revered as a blessing amidst all nations according to the law which the Most High has granted. Do you really think the Gentile nations were ready to accept this or have this known? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, why Rome sought to kill the believers? The believers knew that Roman policy was a corruption. And Rome would not have men know it. In fact, there's a lot to be said about the entire psyche of what was Western philos, Western imperialist agenda. the mindset that existed, my brothers and sisters, in Western mind, completely absent from a lot of precepts that existed in the monotheist Eastern, thought. You might be shocked, my brothers and sisters, about the concepts that they didn't even have a reference for having to deal with monotheist mindset. A few things I'd like to consider, my brothers and sisters. Western polytheism was already divided. What else in their intrusion could they offer people but more division? It was an intrude, infiltrate, and destroy idea. Whatever they sought to compel men to consider them wise, it was a propaganda, my brothers and sisters. It was a scheme that men forsake intelligence, forsake discretion, forsake, my brothers and sisters, perceiving things, what is wise is wise, and what is foolish, that they might join in with ruling principality and power, because basically the rulers still want to control the minds, thought police, if you will, that men could not speak against state lest they be slain. And that's exactly what they did to the believers. They spoke words, my brothers and sisters, they got from on high, and the rulers despised that word because it proved the rulers foolish. They taught doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that wherever words were steadfast enough, they either said if they couldn't beat those who held these truths, they said they'd join them. So basically, with all the paganism of the world, they just let their, whatever they call religion, just basically be a compromise with the various standards in the world. That's not a holy faith, my brothers and sisters, nor is it true to the Most High, nor is it respect for Him. And for those that they could bribe, they made them offers they couldn't refuse. They told them either convert over to what Rome wanted taught, or they were killed. You got to stop and consider about it, my brothers and sisters. If they tell you that you have religious freedom, or they tell you you have a, quote-unquote, they say democracy, but then rulers control what are your options, what are your choices, what you're allowed to speak. Or they control the doctrines that, what manner of doctrines which are commonly accepted in society. Is the result of this still what is fair? You need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Because they saw subjugation of whatever does not agree with their schemes to preserve. Think about it. Divide and conquer tactics that the people would never become strong enough to discern indeed what is righteousness. They might discern the wickedness of those who upheld confusions as representatives. That's what they call politicians. The very word politician, if you look at it in its ancient definition, equates ultimately to one who is a hypocrite, who will sacrifice many values for the sake of saying that he's a representative of the people. But the people and their differences, my brothers and sisters, cannot be true to the will of one, and neither is the politician. That means at the end of the day, who is exalted but himself? Much scripture relates, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 40, 41, 42, 43, that the thoughts of men have become vanity. Well, think about it. After the pollutions of the nations, if you add a negative and a positive, what do you get but nothingness? Vanity. Uselessness. It keeps people stagnated in confusion, as the scriptures say, concerning those who trust in the spirit of Egypt, if you will. Isaiah 30. Try to take counsel, but not from the Most High. Take counsel after the doctrines of Egypt and not according to the Spirit of the Most High. It says the end result of this confusion. In other words, people not knowing which way to go, stagnated and never finding a solution. The solution is the word of Yah. The solution is, my brothers and sisters, the very thoughts of Yah. If men will not take what is the only solution, my brothers and sisters, all they do is they set up a vicious cycle of destruction. With this, the Most High cannot possibly be pleased. This is profanity, my brothers and sisters. This is pollutions, vanity, uselessness, rendering useless the very souls of men. And even what men call their belief being rendered useless, and that being polluted, it cannot fully accomplish the holy will, a pure will of Yah, a perfect will of Yah. And it's nothing but a scheme, my brothers and sisters, to destroy and damn the souls of men. There's a lot to be understood about the very nature of Western polytheism. Those who know the ancient truths, the ancient myths, or what the Greeks and Romans held to be true, myths, my brothers and sisters, imaginings of men. They go back to such chronologies as how they looked at their rulers, going back to Kronos, the Titans, finally, if you will, the gods of Mount Olympus, Zeus, Jupiter, Mars, Apollo, Hera. Ah, my brothers and sisters. How, when they had so many different gods and they started to talk again and again about the destruction of foundations, how do the people even have the concept about a constant, holding one of constancy, of stability? Their idea was destroying the idea of foundation, and still, at the end of the day, they called it themselves chaos. Because if the people were compelled to worship a multitude of gods who themselves were contentious one against another, as were also the nations contentious, where's the hope of peace? And yet they called this somehow blessed. They had an entirely different concept of what is blessed than those of the East, who recognize that which is blessed has a common consensus and the knowledge of the truth. So, consider, my brothers and sisters, these rules, this understanding that the Western mind considers salvation just simply preservation, even if it was preservation of corruptions. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. There have been various movies about the so-called latter days, and it's almost as if the people said in the movies, or the script writer said, that if the corruptions are not allowed to continue to exist, somehow that is unkind. My brothers and sisters, the mercy of the Most High is that he must put the confusion and the insanities of man to an end. That those who seek the truth and are willing to abide in the truth and humble themselves so that the truth might have a chance at peace. But that's not the way Western mind thinks. Western mind, my brothers and sisters, simply wants an excuse to continue in his corruptions, simply because man has functioned after ignorance and not been compelled to exceed the status quo. They want those who rule in places of power to be considered rulers over the people forever, even if it means that they've been treacherous and neglectful. So it's time, my brothers and sisters, to realize what it means to overcome the world. There's a need to overcome all those, my brothers and sisters, who would keep you blind to the greater truths. That's why I put up that website, hiddengospel.com, that I tell you now is very important for every believer to give consideration. There are truths there you can't live without. There's truths there, my brothers and sisters, you can't be made whole without. So it may sound like an arrogant statement, but I know that of which I speak. And I would leave it to you to please, www.hiddengospel.com, research articles of the city, church origin, the article that is called, that speaks about how it speaks about the first four centuries of what the scriptures call a great tribulation, when they murder some 60 million saints. Check out articles like discerning that the everlasting covenant of the Most High has a promise and it's not new. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, they of the principalities and powers have framed many doctrines entirely out of context that the people never discern that they have in so many ways been quite duped. Scriptures tell us in advance that this is what the world is going to one day come to know. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that you find out as soon as it's possible that you might begin to prepare yourself for what truly is to come. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I would ask that you would give it much consideration. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Being already divided and not wanting to be counted foolish in so doing. Having a pluralist even concept of what is truth. that Western polytheists could only entice the fleshly soul. Spiritual mind discerns that Yah is one, but they seek to entice the weak, the fleshly soul, that none discerns what needs to be restored, and also, my brothers and sisters, what needs to be destroyed, what must be eradicated from the human conscience, that at last there be life and peace. The wicked know, my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks would like to believe that their leaders have not led them astray. 30,000 leaders teaching something different, and nobody's on walking along a straight path. How do you know the difference, my brothers and sisters? Do you find out what they haven't taught you to discern? Well, scriptures tell you the gospel be here, it's here to them that are lost, however, without direction. If a world is taught to reject divine instruction, how should men say that they know the way? I, again, will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a website of mine, hiddengospel.com, that reveals many truths that this world has done everything it could to hide. Who is it that will read to discern? I have this show regularly, pretty much every evening, and I've always been open to questions about the things that I've placed on that site. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that many of you find it in your hearts to discern the need. There's many more questions, because the time to do what is necessary to discern the truth is not forever. How do you know you have time, brothers and sisters, to discern what is the will of Yah? Think about it. It's been 2,000 years since Messiah came. Has the world come to discern absolutely what is his will beyond the misconceits? Why then is the world still indiscriminate in a multitude of divisions, if that was so? My brothers and sisters, I would have you to discern far better. Truly, I would. I would have you to be spared the wrath that comes upon those who remain in indiscretion. But how many, my brothers and sisters, are willing to hear? And how many, when the Most High tells them there's a need to listen, will be willing to humble themselves to seek the truths that the world has refrained to tell? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Western imperialist mind had no concept of the salvation of a soul. Did you hear me? Eastern concept of salvation meant that the soul was made one, made whole unto the will of one. They had a multitude of different gods. So how could they think about the salvation of a soul? Or were they just simply thinking about, like I said, preservation of corruption? How can there be preservation of corruption, my brothers and sisters, and man be delivered from a deceiver? Not possible. So that was an alien concept in their mind. And to this very day, people call themselves saved after a multitude of different denominations, after a multitude of different beliefs. Was anybody concerned, my brothers and sisters, about the sanctity and the holiness and the fullness and the oneness and the purity then of the holy name by which they swear an oath? Can everybody just divide the name as they will and say that they are whole according to their imaginations? Is the Most High to forget who he knows he is and confirm all the diversities of man and then say those who do so disrespectfully, have been reverent toward him? My brothers and sisters, the wages of this sin, seeking not to discern the fullness that the Most High requires, the wages of this sin is the separations caused by man's lack of a desire to hear the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Blessed are they who discern, my brothers and sisters, the need for more. Like I said, if Rome sought to silence the voices of those who spoke to the greater truth, and they did, at the end of the day, what else did they do, my brothers and sisters, but seek the exaltation of the kingdom above all things? They didn't have any idea about the salvation of a soul unto the will of one or any one God. So they felt that, hey, the soul's worth was only whether or not it served the purpose of the perpetuity of the Roman Empire and all its pollutions and all its compromise and his lack of respect for what is divine promise. I pray you would think about these things, my brothers and sisters, and realize that there were many concepts that they just simply didn't have in mind. And to this very day, they have refused to accept the need for great discretion if man is going to be true to the will of one. So what they sought to protect, my brothers and sisters, in all their divisions and compromises was not life and peace, nor a covenant, a holy covenant at all. But they said they were protecting their way of life, which is really protecting the way of death. The wages of a multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, against the purity of the holy name is not life. It is not eternal life, my brothers and sisters. Again, eternal life, man must have an eternal word, and the word filled with contradictions is a sin against itself. You must seek, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, that pure word from him. Or else, it means man is under sin, man is under divisions, man is under separation from the pure, perfect will of Yah, that is the wisdom of the saints of old. Scripture says you must comprehend with all the saints what is height, depth, and breadth, and that means no exemption from obligation to discern the greater truths. Blessed are they who will understand this. Messiah said, if you seek to weaken or dim even the least of the light, you say you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. And there are those who would prefer that men not discern the greater truths, that they exalt themselves over men. And that, my brothers and sisters, is robbery and the damnation of many souls. Robbery against Yah and man and the damnation of many souls. And what do you think then will be the reward of those who do this? Those the Most High called, my brothers and sisters, are not called to speak lies nor divisions. They're called, my brothers and sisters, to teach the people, admonish the people, to seek the greater truths. That's the end result, my brothers and sisters, being insufficiency with which the Most High is not pleased. I can only tell you that this very morning, my brothers and sisters, there was Most High woke me with a dream, and I wound up speaking out to wake myself up in my own sleep. And what I had encountered was, if you will, one who represented the ideas of all the various nations. Think about it. If they had no desire ultimately for the salvation of a soul, because they saw that every soul see it glorious in their continual warfare, even in death, they thought about the idea about the people, that the souls of men woke up in some type of Valhalla, fought war all day, and they glorified themselves in war, and if they were killed, they just got up the next day and war some more. No hope of peace in that. But they talk about the glories of war, not the glory of peace. And as far as they're concerned, what was peace, my brothers and sisters, is simply subjugating the nation. So they call themselves, in many respects, the hunters. To hunt, my brothers and sisters, and subjugate the souls of men. Never seeking the pure that was the will of Yah, but seeking that all accept compromise, pluralisms, therefore lies. But they consider themselves hunters, my brothers and sisters, to subjugate whoever had a premise or an idea that was not true to Roman polytheism. Like I said, they were not concerned about the sanctity of the holy name, just simply incorporating the God of Israel with all the various gods of the nations, so he became indiscriminate, and therefore, in the minds of the people, non-existent. And if Israel does not have a concept of who her God is, who her Elohim is, who her Almighty is, then it's a matter of seeking to destroy the nation that worshipped him. Scripture says the Most High is going to restore his people, Israel. He's going to restore to their mind the knowledge of who he is. And I mean an absolute knowledge, regardless of what the nations have said. But like I said, polytheists haven't been concerned about the truth. They only want to subjugate people. They consider themselves hunters under the subjugation of men. Well, I can only tell you this morning, my brothers and sisters, in the dream, it was like I was met with a representative of all these divide and conquer tactics that the nations have used as a ploy to the destruction of people for ages. And I woke in the middle of the night because it was like he started to speak in a threatening tone. And what came from my very spirit, my brothers and sisters, for those who will understand what the prophets have to say about it, they say those who prefer not the counsel of the Most High, and refuse to hear his instruction, refuse to hear the Most High's instruction, that have been devourers of men's souls, holding them to confusion and stagnation and vanity, well, where they have sought to destroy those who would speak the truth, and they have sought to hunt down like dogs those who knew the truth, that would expose the rulers as foolish. It was like I heard the voice of one who, as I said, was a representative of those who had maintained such surreptitious, secretly done, if you will, divide and conquer tactics. Many desire to believe these people are wise, who flatter themselves when they flatter the people and persuade them to walk along the paths of folly. Like I said, I, in the dream, was met with a representative of those who would maintain such polytheist, divide and conquer tactics. And it's like they spoke with a threatening voice. Well, in response, my brothers and sisters, out of my spirit came a word from the Most High. And I knew there was more than me, because I didn't have an idea about me even thinking it. But it erupted from my soul to this system that has been a devourer of human souls, a threatener against those who would speak the truth, and would silence those who would speak the truth. And the Most High caused it to issue forth from my soul, and I woke myself up, and what I just say, with my own voice issuing forth that word, and to the system of men that has been for so long considering it a confuser, a devourer, and a hunter. He said, you got this wrong. You are not the hunter, but you shall be the hunted. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, for the wickedness of this world to cease, those who would preserve unrighteousness must be no more. And the Most High shall seek out the difference between those who would serve him and those who serve him not. And he will eradicate from the face of the earth that the wicked no longer breathe earthian air. That is the promise of the Most High unto the consecration of this earth. Let me tell you something. Those who truly know the scriptures know that's the promise. Who then, my brothers and sisters, run for the safety that comes with seeking the pure, absolute word of Yah? Like I said, think about it. If the rulers had no sense of divine worth of a human soul, unto what God? Ultimately, if they exalted all the kings and rulers of the earth as gods, as being the favorite of the gods, therefore ultimately giving rule to themselves, the worth of a man, according to the heathen, was simply his ability to persuade the masses by any means necessary to maintain nationalist illusions. They had no concept, my brothers and sisters, of salvation of the human soul and attainment of a mindset pleasing to one greater than they themselves. So what then were men to them, my brothers and sisters, but just tools and pawns that they might attain the goals of their own avarice? We're talking about the nature of Western polytheist mind, my brothers and sisters, that had no respect for the will of one, no respect for the Holy One who made heaven and earth, under whom heaven and earth belongs, the world and they that dwell therein. They had no concept, my brothers and sisters, no concept of the gospel, no concept of a pure and perfect word. Like I said, Pilate even said, what is truth? Their concept of truth, my brothers and sisters, was not a matter of seeking an absolute word of any God. Because they felt like they could very easily overrule. If they couldn't get their will done from one God, they went to another. So at the end of the day, like I said, what were they doing? Exalting themselves. They had no concept of pure word from one God. So the end result, my brothers and sisters, like I said, they had no concept of salvation unto the will of one, no concept of the maturation of a soul, no concept, my brothers and sisters, of escaping sin, because of them, They didn't see sin in their multitude of divisions. They didn't see sin in their intruding upon the nations in their already extant pluralism, which meant they could only divide the nations wherever they went. Like I said, a divide and conquer tactic. Wherever Western imperialism has gone throughout the world, what they operated was a divide and conquer tactic to sedate the people, blind them as to the nature of what was their foundation, that they might establish their own. If they were already contentious and divided, my brothers and sisters, in their vanity, what else could they spread but all the more vanity? They could never be a healer because they couldn't discern what's necessary to heal themselves. They were compromisers and flatterers against the divine promise. They could never respect the gospel. As I said, according to the truth of the gospel, no nation will ultimately be blessed until Israel has dominion, Israel gathered from the midst of the pollutions of all the nations. Again, like I said, having dominion and revered according to the law which the Most High has given Israel as the blessing and the healing of all nations. That has not yet occurred. It means the nation, my brothers and sisters, are all still yet very much and that the people have made vows to lesser authority than the absolute will of Yah, have been under sin and not under grace, because the grace and the gift and the mercy of Yah is that he reveals what is necessary for his people to be made whole, purity and completion, offering one choice. That he offers the people what is necessary for them to convert, reveal the hidden things. How can the people be converted, my brothers and sisters, into the greater will of Yah if they have not heard the greater truth? This is the mercy of Yah, but who is willing to receive it? He said kings should shut their mouths because of him when finally a world is compelled to consider what it has not considered. The truth that Messiah will reveal that is not like the conscience of men. Who is ready to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel must be restored and that the nations have despised the gospel because it meant that the illusions of divide and conquer tactic that have been used to keep the people divided. Like I said, a multitude of rulers across a multitude of different nations have kept men who said they believed divided after vows to contentious, already extant worldly misallegiances. And my brothers and sisters, to be subject to a multitude of contradictions of this is not of Yah. It is to be under sin. It's to be under separations. Most High told me to be subject to any consciousness less than his own is tribulation, is sin, is trouble. And these indeed have been the times of Jacob's trouble while Israel is still yet scattered among the nations, not having allegiance to the will of one. Because every nation has deemed itself as having some manner of authority to constrain the greater knowledge of Yah or pollute the greater knowledge of Yah that men trust in the rulers of the nations is wise, as if the Most High has nothing with which to discipline them or reprove them. When men swear allegiance to a nation or any institution, my brothers and sisters, they, in so many respects, have said that they've sworn allegiance that this system, in many respects, is beyond divine reproof, or else they wouldn't swear allegiance to what they know is foolish. Hear me. When you swear allegiance to an institution that you know is faulted and you're willing to compromise with its error, have you not also, in many ways, compromised against the truth of Yah, against becoming fully in all things his servant? There are those who say that they become part of the system to reprove the system because they feel like there's something in it they need to fix. But let me tell you something. Be very careful about seeking to become part of a system that demands that you compromise with it before it will hear you. So the scriptures tell you already in advance the Messiah will not be easily heard by many. Why? Because he will not be willing to compromise with it. Check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, article called The City. And realize, my brothers and sisters, that he who will not compromise but will reveal the promise, that one is the Savior. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will indeed understand. Like I said, Western polytheist ideology imperialism sought to protect their confusion. That means they sought to protect a way of death and not life. They had no concept of holiness after the will of one. So how could they declare or love what is the gospel? The Hebrew word for love, knowing that only that which is true to the Most High in all things, means a desire also for righteousness and being complete in the Most High. Very different from the Greco-Roman concept of agape, that can love no absolute, no purity, no completion, because it seeks to compromise according to everybody's concept of deity. That's treachery against the Most High, my brothers and sisters, not love of Yah. Love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that he said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain, teach. My commandments, he said. Meaning that the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that we seek to guard his word against anyone who would pollute it, compromise it, neglect it in any way. That's not compromise, brothers and sisters. That's an absolute. That's a law. And if they tell you that the grace of the Most High is that he doesn't have a law to preserve the integrity of his word, they lied to you. And anybody who believes it is just, well, still yet quite foolish. Just the fact of the matter. Some of you might not like the idea that I said you're a fool if you believe that. But the Most High told me that's the very nature of what he calls a damn fool who, in the light of reason, still chooses to believe a lie. That's just, I'm just telling you frankly what he said directly to me. Hey, take it up with him. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and discern that these divide and conquer tactics have not been to the salvation of any man, but to the damnation of many human souls. Like I said, they had no concept of holiness unto the will of one. They worshiped them with polytheists. They had no concept of truth. Their very word for truth was they look at the word, look it up sometime. Their word for truth was not emunah, that relates faith after the conscience of one greater, that all might gravitate to the will of one. It was the concept of a trioth under all their various gods. And their gods were all constant contentions in a war against one another. So where is the concept of truth? Why did Pilate say, ask that Messiah that question, what is truth? Hey, they didn't have a concept of it. In fact, they felt what was wise, if there were any word that contests them in Rome, they said the way they fought against a word with another word didn't have to be true, just another word. So there was no stability to the nature of polytheist mind, and how could it be ever be true to Yah? Pluralist thinking, my brothers and sisters, could never be true to the will of one and never be to the maturation of any soul. So instead of salvation, my brothers and sisters, it is sin, it is separation, it is curses. It's definitely not the gospel of the pure word from on high and whole word from on high. It is damnation. Blessed are they who will be willing to reason, to discern the truth. No concept of gospel did they have. No concept of a pure, perfect word from on high after the will of one. No concept of holiness. No concept of truth that Western mind have. You ask how it's so difficult for them to understand the scriptures. No concept of salvation, but just simply survival and the preservation of lawlessness, and the preservation of even that which is unworthy. It was the worship of devils. What else could it be if there was no love for an absolute truth? If there was no love for what would bring the people beyond being easily seduced by liars, what else was it but the worship of devils, my brothers and sisters? This was the very foundation of polytheist Western mind. You ask how it's so difficult for so many after Western theos and philosophy to understand the scriptures to this day. Like I said, their concept of love was never unto maturity, unto all that pleases Yah. So it wasn't love. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of contradictions they sought to preserve can only be hate. They had no concept of afterlife but continual warfare. So how can you talk about the salvation of a soul, a soul of man? Think about it. Most High made man to be a habitation for his spirit, and if all were to held firm to the fullness of the Most High declared and the purity of the Most High declared, there could only be one. There would be no contentiousness. There could only be peace. So since their concept of afterlife is just constant warfare, fight all day, get killed, you get back up and you fight the next day. What hope of peace, my brothers and sisters, that they have. They taught people just to say, become a good warrior. So you can fight better in your afterlife. My brothers and sisters, what hope for peace did that offer? And what respect did that create, my brothers and sisters, for a human soul? The concept of war was glorious. To the monotheists, the concept of peace is glorious. Tired of different juxtaposed ideas. No concept of holiness, therefore, what was exalted first and foremost but the Roman Empire, and the worth of a man's soul was simply how much he sought to preserve Rome's unholy corruptions. No concept of a perfect law, my brothers and sisters, by which they might be converted. They were only about subjugation. They saw themselves, like I said, my brothers and sisters, as subjugators, hunters of human souls, absorbing others into their corruptions that they desire that no man see as less than fair. Well, guess what? How can a man discern what is fair till he discern what the Most High requires? How does a man know that he's not subject to compromise, my brothers and sisters, till he knows what the Most High has required? Messiah said it well. He said, watch out for false prophets to cry, Lord, Lord, but not to do fully. Fully, that's what it really means. Do fully what is the will of the Father. They compel men unto divisions, my brothers and sisters, not after the spirit of Yah, that the scripture said was a comforter, to cause all people who trust in Yah to be of one mind and heart. Scriptures call the Holy Spirit a comforter, my brothers and sisters, preaching a pure and perfect word to all who would hear, that men not draw hasty conclusions. Who's willing to understand that this world and what is called freedom has been entirely antithetical against that. And like I said, this morning, this very morning, I was confronted with one who considered himself a representative of all the divide and conquer tactics that have set this world on deeper and deeper damnation because few have been willing to stand up against it. I was met with a representative of these divide and conquer tactics that have blinded the hearts and souls of men to love so much injustice. They saw themselves as devourers and subjugators, deceivers of human souls, hunters to destroy the souls rather than replenish and restore the souls of men. And it was amazing because it was like in the midst of the conversation, this representative, if you will, spoke to me as if he was the hunter. And it erupted from the deepest part of my soul. I think you got this wrong. You are not the hunter. You are the hunted. Because the Most High will assure, for the sake of the peace of his people, that those who would function after such unconscionable larceny and treachery must be exposed and eradicated from the very face of the whole earth. That's the judgment, that there might be peace. Because the peace that is promised, my brothers and sisters, is and will be upon this earth. A lot of folks don't want you to hear that. They get vehement about this idea about going up in the sky. Like they're going to, hey, after all the divisions of man, folks are going to go up to the sky and just tell the Most High how things go. No, my brothers and sisters, the peace is promised on this, promised to man. The salvation is promised to man. Read Joel 2:32. It says, then Jerusalem shall be deliverance of the salvation to them whom the Most High has called. Called from the midst of the corruptions of all the nations that he shall condemn. But not everyone has been willing to understand that. Like I said before, check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. This article called The City, need to understand what's there. Article called Church Origin, need to understand what the expectation was of the early church. Quite different from the mindsets of the Western polytheists. Need to check out what was the understanding of those in the early church, whereby there was a great tribulation upon the believers for an intensity of incredibly perilous, murderous times. First 4th century, article called 4th centuries of great tribulation, early centuries of the great tribulation. Many would have you not even consider what happened when Rome murdered some 60 million believers who knew that there was a wisdom greater than the divide and conquer tactics of Rome that would leave people confused and therefore under sin. Like I said, the Most High said his first command to his people is that they must seek the fullness of the truth, that they be one. What did I say last night? And again tonight. The scripture said whatever is written of all that was written of old. It's for our learning that we through patience in the scriptures, scriptures being the words written of old, not the letters of the apostles. The words written of old, the prophets, my brothers and sisters, must be taught that the people be like-minded after one hope. And if they've said somehow they could license partiality in those words, then the rulers who have flattered the people to feel that that fullness is not necessary have been the damners of many who say they believe, never knowing, my brothers and sisters, what they believe was only vanity. Read Isaiah 44, my brothers and sisters, around the 21st verse on through 40. I said Isaiah 44, 20 on through around about 46 and 13. And it said the people didn't even know that they, what they trusted in was vanity. A multitude of deceits is what they trusted in their right hand. But the Messiah come, my brothers and sisters, to prove the folly of all these contradictions that the people might be free, because he comes to perform all the Most High has declared, and not for a price nor for a bribe, because nothing more precious than the deliverance of his people. But they've chosen that you not understand who Messiah is, why he called himself the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. They didn't even, from their first, you never even understand the meaning of the title Kurti, or that the faith was not called Christianity but Kurdishanya. That you may not discern who it is, as the scriptures call the righteous one from the east, the king of the east, written of in Isaiah 41, written also of Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Prefer you not know anything about these things. A lot of things I could tell you about my brothers and sisters, but the foundation is required. I can only tell you that many will not understand my words until they're willing to get that foundation, but the website, hiddengospel.com, is there. Please, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake and for the sake of the salvation of those you say you love, don't miss the opportunity to discern these words that would help so much toward men being made at last before the Most High complete. Because they are words that he has declared, and without them, none can be made whole. Hear me. Most High knows the hearts of men, and he knows that there are those who just simply seek to destroy those who might possibly awaken. Those that hunt out those who might speak out wisdom. He knows their hearts. And quite frankly, I can only tell you that there's been plenty of times that having faced such sentimentalities, what do you do when you know somebody's out to only to destroy? Do you sit up and debate and talk to him? No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows what he must do if there's going to be safety for his people. And he said, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. They will not be infiltrated by those who are deceived. Speak no lies, do no iniquity, and they'll have no one to harm them. That means those who would destroy the peace. Those who would preserve the ignorance. Those who would preserve the confusion. Hey, what have I said before? Ignorance is a murderer. Ignorance kills. Ignorance causes men to draw faulty conclusions under contentions. And those who have no great love of the truth, he said, will not be saved but damned, because in their love for a lack of knowledge whereby they might exalt themselves, love for the darkness rather than light, they would prefer the men never know who Yah really is. The nature of carnal mind that it seeks to is that it seeks to exalt itself. And if they could, they put an end to the Most High himself, that the wicked be called wise. Status quo, my brothers and sisters, is a state of compromise. A common quotient that the majority will agree to. Even if their choice is not to revere the perfect will of the Most High. So, realize the salvation demands that man transcend the status quo. It demands that men transcend what is the majority. Isaiah 50. Scriptures in Galatians tells we ought to rejoice if we are among the few. He said, few are they that find the path. But brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the majority of this world is quite deceived, and those who are wise will discern it. Don't let majority rule confuse you when most have been bribed not to even use what good sense the Lord has given. I'm amazed at how quickly time has gone by. They tell me I only got about 60 seconds left. Those in places of power, brothers and sisters, only concern themselves with those who have great power to persuade. They figure like they have a majority, that the minority does not matter. All I could only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Western imperialists made it even illegal for those who believe to proselytize among the masses. Well, God will say my salutation, even though there's more to be said. Tell me, I only got about 10 seconds left. Well, I can ask you this question real quickly. In the Bible, they say neither Jew nor Greek, neither Jew, and they tell me whether you're Jew or Aramean. Well, the Greeks or the Romans were one of the power at the time. Think about it. My brothers and sisters, until we speak again, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. May the Most High provide you with all the necessary unto his peace, much love from above. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, to his praise always. Hallelujah! And thank you all again for listening. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he draws near.